Hello and welcome back to the One Thing Podcast. I was very excited today to share a scripture that the Lord had brought me to that I believe is such a blessing for all of us today. And reading from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 to 23, it says, "You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds." And this is so powerful because Paul's just simply saying, listen, you have been taught to throw away that former way of life, to put off that old self. What happens in that old self? What occurs there? He says it's being corrupted by its deceitful desires. Imagine that. We are corrupted. Men and women are corrupted by the deceitful desires caused by our flesh. What are those deceitful desires? It's a lust for this world and its pleasures. It's a deep desire to be accepted by man, to be accepted by the world rather than the focus of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's corrupted from inside out. But he says today, be made new, where? In the attitude of your minds. Not so different than Romans chapter 12, where he says to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so what happens when we come to God in such a way? The Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ begins to reveal the Son of God. That's right. We are transformed as we come to the Word. As we come into the presence of God, He reveals His Son. He reveals His truth. And it does something on the inside of our minds. It literally transforms our way of thinking. Our thinking is no longer futile, no longer against God, but something supernatural happens. Our thinking now begins to pursue Jesus. It now pursues the kingdom of God. What a wonderful, powerful work that the Lord Jesus has done, that today we can see him in the Word. We can see him by coming into his presence and beginning to pray. And what a transformation occurs as we see the light and the glory of Jesus. So today, may we allow God to do such a powerful work in our mind sense. Lord God, Lord Jesus, come into my mind and let it be renewed. Let it be transformed by your glory, by your word, by your truth. Thank you, God, for what a wonderful word that you have given us today. May all of you be blessed and may we walk in the kingdom power as our minds are renewed, our minds are made new by his word and by his truth.